Over the last two decades, Arlen Specter battled various health issues. In June 1993, the senator had surgery to remove a 2-inch brain lesion that turned out to be benign. In 2005, Specter was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, a cancer of the lymphatic system. That cancer returned in 2008, but early detection and another round of chemotherapy sent it into remission. Then on August 28th of this year, the former senator's staff confirmed the disease was back and released a statement from Mr. Specter. Quote, "I'm battling cancer. It's another battle I intend to win. I'm grateful for all the well wishes I've received. I'm looking forward to getting back to work, to the comedy stage, to the squash court, and to the ballpark." End quote. The senator was referring to his appearances at a Philadelphia comedy club, his well-known daily workouts playing squash, and his love of the Phillies. Arlen Specter's party switch late in his political career was not the first time he changed parties. He was a registered Democrat when he ran on the Republican ballot for Philadelphia District Attorney and won. He then officially switched to the GOP. He was known for battling corruption in his 8 years as DA. Democratic Congressman Tim Holden calls the late former senator a disappearing breed.
Someone who was a moderate and willing to cross party lines and work with the other side to try to find solutions. We don't have that in Washington right now.
Arlen Specter first gained national attention when, as an assistant counsel for the Warren Commission, he co-authored the often criticized single bullet theory in 1964 that concluded that one bullet from a lone assassin caused the non-fatal wounds to President John Kennedy and the wounds to Texas Governor John Connally. Specter's first bid for the U.S. Senate was unsuccessful, losing the Republican primary to John Hines in 1976. 2 years later, he was defeated by Dick Thornburgh for the Republican nomination for governor of Pennsylvania. Specter tried again in 1980, winning the first of 5 terms in the Senate. He defeated 7 other Republicans, including Bud Habestad, by just 3 percentage points. His general election win over former Pittsburgh Mayor Pete Flaherty was by a little more than 2 percentage points. Specter would subsequently win Republican primaries, usually capturing 2/3 or more of the votes. As the years went by, the gap between the independent-minded Specter, with his abortion rights and other non-conservative views, and many in the Republican Party, widened. Terry Madonna, a political scientist with Franklin and Marshall College, says Specter's unique personality made him stand out.
Very acerbic, very biting at times, but often with his rapier-like wit, trying to make an important point.
Arlen Specter was often criticized by the party faithful. As a member of the Judiciary Committee, he was involved in 13 nominations to the Supreme Court. He opposed President Reagan's nomination of Judge Robert Bork to the Supreme Court in 1987. Another high court nomination, this one by President George H.W. Bush in 1991, won Specter the ire of many women. Specter sharply questioned Anita Hill, who alleged that nominee Clarence Thomas had sexually harassed her.
The weight of the evidence supports Judge Thomas. And I say that because of the underlying evidence that Professor Hill moved with Judge Thomas from the Department of Education to the EEOC after he had made these statements to her, after he had stated what is sexual harassment as she viewed the statements.
The backlash from feminists and others almost swept him from office a year later. Specter defeated Democrat Lynn Yackel by just 2 percentage points. 3 years later, in 1995, Specter announced his bid for the White House to challenge incumbent Bill Clinton. Specter was not happy with other GOP hopefuls, including Pat Buchanan and Pat Robertson. Months later, before the first primary or caucus, Specter dropped out and endorsed Senator Bob Dole, who then lost to Mr. Clinton. In 1999, Arlen Specter criticized his party for the impeachment of President Clinton. When Mr. Clinton went on trial before the Senate, Specter did not vote guilty nor not guilty. Instead, citing Scott's Law, he voted not proven. Specter did not believe that the evidence presented supported the charges. 2 years later, the House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans, were speaking with one voice following the September 11th terrorist attacks, including the crash of Flight 93 in Somerset County. We learned later that the target of those terrorists was most likely the Capitol in Washington, but passengers fought with the terrorists and brought the plane down. Specter called the passengers and crew heroes.
We're now looking into the Freedom Medal for those people who were on board the plane who may have saved the U.S. Capitol and the senators and the House members.
Arlen Specter received a clear message in the 2004 primary that the party rank and file might be looking for a more conservative alternative when he edged Congressman Pat Toomey by just 17,000 votes, even though Specter had the backing of President George W. Bush.
He is a tough and principled legislator. He can get things done for the people of Pennsylvania. He's a little bit independent-minded sometimes. There's nothing wrong with that.
When Toomey announced he would run again in 2010, and as the Tea Party movement within the GOP gained leverage, Specter admitted that he could not fend off another challenge from the right. April 2009, Specter announced he was switching to the Democratic Party.
This is a painful decision. I know that I'm disappointing many of my friends and colleagues. Frankly, I've been disappointed by some of the responses, so the disappointment runs in both directions.
Many Democratic officials, including President Obama and Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, backed Specter in his bid for the party's nomination in the 2010 primary. Specter's fear that he could not win the 2010 primary proved to be correct, but it was the Democratic primary. He lost to former Congressman and retired Navy Admiral Joe Sestak by more than 7 percentage points. Specter's 30-year Senate career came to an end December 21, 2010, when he delivered his farewell address on the floor of the upper chamber. During his time in the Senate, Specter was as likely to work with the Democrats as the Republicans because of his willingness to compromise.
Politics is no longer the art of the possible when senators are intransigent in their positions.
He didn't hold back in his criticism of elements within his former party, which he says helped defeat longtime members of Congress.
Republican senators contributed to the primary defeats of Bennett, Murkowski, and Castle. Eating or defeating your own is a form of sophisticated cannibalism.
That remark became the focus of a book that Arlen Specter wrote titled Life Among the Cannibals, A Political Career, A Tea Party Uprising, and the End of Governing as We Know It. After leaving the Senate, Arlen Specter started his own law firm and taught at his alma mater, the University of Pennsylvania. Funeral services for Arlen Specter are scheduled for Tuesday. He's survived by his wife Joan, two sons Shannon and Steve, and four granddaughters. I'm Kevin Gavin, 90.5 WESA News.